With Virginia Voice. I am an actor. I work at the Science Museum of Virginia as an actor. We do educational theater, storytelling. We perform short plays. So in the course of a day, I'm a crab. I am a young girl in the 1942s trying to catch a train. I am Carolyn Herschel, who discovered eight comets. Her brother William discovered the planet Uranus. And so I want to share with you one of the stories that I perform at the Science Museum. Our stories complement the exhibits. And so one season we had an exhibit on maps. And we decided to find a story of a different culture and what they might bring. I'm very fascinated with faith and theology and with God. And I discovered that every culture has a flood story. There is not a culture on this earth that doesn't have one. And surprisingly, all but one, they're the same. It's just a different amount of gods. Either God or gods get upset with the earth, send a lot of rain, but saves two people and a bunch of animals, and the only difference is the kind of boat, whether it's an ark or a canoe or something of that nature, depending on the cultures. But this story is from the Aborigines of Australia. And keep in mind, though, that I've elaborated it and created characters. So I share with you the frog and the flood. Once, when the world was newly formed, the earth was separated into land and water. Now, there was plenty of land and plenty of water for all humans and animals to share, and they all had their fill and lived happily together. But then one day, a huge frog by the name of Jeremiah hopped to the water's edge and took a drink. And then he took another. And then another. Well, the more Jeremiah drank, the thirstier he became, and the thirstier he became, the more he drank. Well, Jeremiah drank and drank and drank and drank until he swallowed up all the waters of the earth. Now, the earth was dry and barren, and no rains came, and the days were scorching hot. And all the animals were frightened and scared, and they looked high, and they looked low, and they could not find water anywhere. And so, in desperation, they all came together in a meeting, and Rascal the Rat called that meeting to order. Yes, yes, now, now, shuttle down, shuttle down. Yes, yes, Turtle, this dry spell has gone long enough, and yes, yes, Frill Lizard, we must figure out what happened to the water before we can figure out how to bring it back. But I say, does anyone here know what happened to the water? Well, all the animals were thumping their feet and scratching their heads. No one knew what happened to the water. When suddenly, oh, look, look up there, look in the sky. A huge bird, a pelican, flew overhead, and it landed right in the midst of them. And all the animals in hushed, excited whispers exclaimed, "It's Peter! It's Peter the pelican! He'll know what to do!" Now, let me tell you about Peter the pelican. You see, Peter the pelican had been around for so long, no one knew exactly where he came from, and no one knew his age. And the sheer size of him caused anyone near him to tremble. You see, the Australian pelican is the largest pelican in the world. Their wingspans can reach up to 8 feet in length, and their pouched bill can reach up to 5 feet in length and can hold about 3 gallons of water. Well, Peter the pelican was 10 times the size of the average Australian pelican. In fact, he was so huge, and his pouched bill was so long that all the animals affectionately called it Peter's canoe. So, Peter the pelican says to Rascal the Rat, "Well, I know what happened." Okay, so Rascal the Rat turns to Peter the pelican and says, "Well, yes, yes, you say you know what happened, Peter, but you tell us, what happened to the water?" "It was Jeremiah. Jeremiah the bullfrog sitting at the water's edge, where the water's edge used to be. Well, he swallowed up all the waters of the earth, and the only way I know how to get him to release that water is you make him laugh. You make him laugh, and he'll release that water, and joy will come back to the world. Oh, yes, joy to all the boys and all the little girls, and joy to you, Rascal, joy to you and me." And with that, Peter the pelican took off in flight, and Rascal the Rat gathered all the animals closer together, and he says, "Yes, yes, let's go. Let's go to the water's edge and surround Jeremiah with all our jokes and antics and make him laugh, make him laugh, make him laugh." So, all the animals rushed down to the water's edge, and sure enough, there sat Jeremiah, all bloated and unwilling to release all that water. And so, the animals surrounded Jeremiah, and they started in with all their jokes, beginning with Sally the snail and her joke. "What did the snail say while riding on the back of a turtle?" "Whee!" To the Frill Lizard, dancing around Jeremiah with his skin flap unfurled. And to the kangaroos, hopping over Jeremiah in some sort of leapfrog game. Well, all the animals tried and all the animals failed. And just when all hope was gone, Early the Eel slid up to Jeremiah and stared him down. And then Early the Eel started shimmying and shaking and putting his body in all these outrageous contortions so that Jeremiah couldn't hold back any longer, and he let out this fantastic deep laugh. Ho, 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 ho. And with that, all the waters were released, and they came out so fast and so high, creating streams and rivers and oceans and lakes. And they creating this huge flood, and all the animals were, help, help, help. Well, Peter the pelican heard their cries, flew overhead, scooped down, and picked them all up in his canoe and carried them safely to shore. And when they were all on dry land and all safe and sound, there was much celebration because water had returned to the world, and so did joy. I have a love-hate relationship with the theater, and I came to a turning point in my life when I first moved to Richmond. I'm originally from Florida, and I moved after college in 1995 and met a Methodist minister who wanted to develop a theater ministry for and by his congregation. And I was quite honored to help him get that started. And I realized that the gifts God gave me should indeed be returned to him. I had an amazing opportunity to tour with a theater ministry called Covenant Players. And we toured all over the United States, and not only serving churches, but prisons, schools, nursing homes. And we went to be a blessing to them, but really, they blessed us. So, in thinking about the next piece, I decided to go to Scripture itself. It is the living Word. But sometimes we forget that there are real people. And so, I present to you the Magnificat.
In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your breathing, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord."
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My soul rejoices in God my Savior, for He has looked upon His handmaid's lowliness. Behold, from now on will all generations call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is His name. His mercy is from age to age to those who fear Him. He has shown might with His arm, dispersed the arrogant of heart and mind. He has overthrown rulers from their thrones, but uplifted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with great things, and the rich He sent away empty. He has helped Israel, His servant, remembering His mercy according to His promise to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever. Amen.
Waiting for you. Got a blessing
in this house.
God.